calls are recorded.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Pepe's Mexican Restaurant. A quarter century on the square in Frankfort, but a lifetime of authentic flavors. And even though you can't dine in at the restaurant, you can always carry out or even take advantage of their delivery service. Bring those traditional south of the border flavors right into your home with Pepe's Mexican Restaurant on the square in Frankfort.
Hello, I'm Heather Wood, general manager of Pepe's. Even though you can't dine in, you can always place an order to pick up and take home or let us deliver it right to your door. Call us at 765-654-9654 and let us cook for you.
Get ready, because we've started something big. It's called Big Deals, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website will have certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to WeLoveBigDeals.com. Again, that's WeLoveBigDeals.com.
Hey friends, Kevin Keefe here, reminding you Party Line is now on TV. That's right, you can watch the broadcast every weekday morning at 8:30 at HoosierlandTV.com. Thanks to these sponsors: the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Plus, it's archived forever at HoosierlandTV.com. We'll see you for the next telecast from a bunch of radio people having fun with a camera.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
These are crazy times we're living in. And although Simple Time Antiques and Primitives is closed right now, owner Michelle Cox wants you to know she's looking forward to seeing you again soon. It won't be long until you can come in and say hi in their warm, friendly atmosphere of candles, antiques, and furniture. If you haven't stopped by before, be listening for us to open again so you can step back into a simple time. Simple Time Antiques, now more than ever. Michelle wants you to remember to surround yourself with the people and things you love.
With an Indiana COVID-19 update, I'm David Wood. In This Together is a campaign announced by Governor Holcomb today to stress how important he says social distancing is to keep the virus spread to a minimum. You'll be seeing people like Victor Oladipo and Tamika Catchings with messages. Governor Holcomb's stay-at-home executive order is set to expire on Monday, but that is expected to be extended. Holcomb says he will announce an update later this week to give Hoosiers notice and time to adjust. Also announced today, Indiana is getting some of the tests that take 5 to 10 minutes for results. Dr. Chris Bach says the state is getting 15 machines and supplies, but she doesn't know when yet. Eli Lilly says you'll get your medicine on time. Even though the company is devoting much of their research effort to coronavirus, the pharmaceutical company is still producing insulin and other meds people need, says CEO Dave Ricks. Stay here for more COVID-19 updates, a service of the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line on this Thursday. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Johnny V's, Pepe's at Greek's Pizzeria, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Hardesty Landscaping. Plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. And joining us on the phone is Esmeralda Cruz, along with Adam Shanks with the Clinton County Extension Office. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Esmeralda. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Good, you know, I think it's good trying to just readjust a little bit to what we're going through, which I think is unprecedented for most of us. So we're good. You know, we're trying to keep moving with some of the initiatives, some of the program collaborations in the county.
I know the big thing on your plate right now, Esmeralda, is that you got your education after high school workshop coming up in May and June. I take it that's still on, but how long before you make a decision one way or the other on that?
So as of right now, I think that the plan for the schools is to go back as of maybe around May 1st. So if conversations start changing, then we may need to decide how we're going to proceed with the education after high school, whether that means delaying the program or just postponing it. Or, you know, the other thing I think that this has done for a lot of us is start thinking about how do we offer some of these programs virtually.
You know, and the other thing, this particular workshop that you have is a tremendous help to a lot of kids. Now, how many kids exactly do you usually get involved with this? You get a bunch, don't you?
So this program is actually pretty new. The cohort for the younger students, which are the incoming high school freshmen and sophomores, this is going to be our third year offering that. And then the other one for the incoming juniors and seniors, this would have been our second year. So both of these programs are quite new, and we have been very fortunate to have a good response from students that are willing to give up a whole week of their summertime to come in and learn about the resources that are available to them for higher education. We do limit at 16 per cohort, so that means we can reach about 32 students per summer, and a lot of that has to do with just the number of computers in our computer lab. And we have had a conversation about if there's an increased need and interest for this program to moving into another facility that has more computers accessible us to be able to increase.
I was going to say, have you reached out to any other type of facility, and like what type of facility are you looking at to put it into if you were going to do it?
One of the local schools. That would be our first choice, would be reaching out to one of the local schools, preferably a high school,
mm-hmm.
and seeing if they would allow us to have that, just because they have a much bigger computer lab. So we use a lot of different space, and I think that's one of the things that has made this program successful is it's really hands-on. We involve a lot of different speakers that come in, experts in their fields that engage with students, not just in conversation, but in hands-on activities that get them thinking and planning and actually doing some preparing for college.
What have the kids said about this workshop? I mean, I take it they've been very responsible and very, very thankful that they've had an opportunity to go through some of the stuff, because I know what part of this stuff you're doing involves.
Yeah, so there's some overlap between the content that we cover with our freshmen and sophomores, and then we kind of rehatch that content, whether we go more into depth. So, for example, the financial aid options, that's something that we cover with both cohorts, because how this program came to be, I've been very fortunate to work with youth for as long as I've been an educator, and I was noticing that the amount of stress in these students, and pretty amazingly, even in those exceptional students, you know, that are straight A and B students, very involved, whether they be athletes or involved in community service, several of them were voicing the level of stress they felt with regards to the decisions that they had to make about higher ed. And so what we did in response to that was put together a survey to kind of get a feel for what information do you feel you need, what resources do you feel you're not aware of that could help you relieve some of that stress. And some of these students were sophomores, some of these students were juniors, and of course seniors. And so we were able to get answers from about 80 students. And from that survey that we did about almost 5 years ago, we were able to look at what they felt they needed. And then of course we paired that with other things that we worked with college students that they felt may also be helpful, and that's how these programs came to be. And so financial aid was the number one concern. Almost every single student mentioned that on the survey. But then there were other things. You know, how do I identify a career path? What are the types of colleges? How do I what's the application process looking like? So the Common App is something that hasn't been around for very long, and that's something that actually a lot of students either weren't aware of or they have never seen it. And so when our students come in during their freshman and sophomore year, we introduce them to the Common App, and then when they come back as a junior and senior, they actually open up an account, and they start engaging with the process to see and just get familiar with it. I think a lot of times when you get familiar with something that really you know, releases some of that stress that you're feeling.
Would you say that the workshop, the biggest, probably the biggest reward is helping kids learn how to get organized a little bit better in their lives?
Oh, yeah. And you know, and I think one of the things that also has been very helpful in this workshop is the students get a binder when they come in, but then they also get a flash drive with all of this information. So, you know, let's say you're coming in as a freshman and higher ed is 4 years down the road, so maybe some of these things are not as relevant, but maybe they're going to become more relevant when you're a junior. If you keep that flash drive, all you have to do is type that in and have access to, you know, everything that we covered throughout the 1 week workshop that they attended.
I take it that you got a few more things going on, though, besides the workshop, though, don't you?
Definitely, yeah. And I think, if I may, one of the things that I do want to share with the public is, because of what's going on right now with COVID-19, we just want to make sure that you know that Clinton County office is still open. It's just limited with public access right now. So what that means is, if somebody in the community needs to get a hold of one of the educators or one of the staff members, please contact us, whether it be by email or by phone number, and our office phone number is 765-659-6380, and then each of us have different extension numbers. We are checking our voicemails, even if we're working remotely. We have to schedule an appointment. For example, I was just in the office on Monday, and I'm going to be there again today for a couple of hours, meeting with people who have requested an appointment. We want to make sure that we're still a resource in the community, so please know that we are open with limited public access, and we're happy to make appointments.
Esmeralda, do we consider farmers essential businesses? I think they are, and I think that kind of makes you know, common sense. But I've seen that the FDA has designated farmers as critical infrastructure.
Yes. And so, on that note, one of the other things we've tried to do is update our website with a lot of information. So right now, specifically with farmers, there was a release on March 25th. It's called the COVID-19 Information for Farmers. So there's some guidance as to, you know, farmers being an essential. And I mean, they provide the food, you know, that we're able to feed to our families. So of course, they're essential, but, you know, just some of the precautions that they need to take to make sure that, you know, they're aware of COVID-19 and what are some of the practices. And there's a list of different resources on this press release that was sent out with different websites that they can also visit for more information.
That sounds great. Anything else we need to know, Esmeralda, before we let you go?
Yes, if I may, just a few updates, too, on some of the other programs in the office.
Sure.
So for 4-H, right now our 4-H educator and the 4-H council, they're planning for the fair as of now. And so to the families that have students in 4-H, just know that the livestock deadlines have been moved from May 15th to June 1st. If anybody needs any tags or project supplies, please just get a hold of us. Hannah, who is our office manager at the office, she's currently at the office every day, Monday through Friday, from at least 12:30 to 1:30. But, of course, if somebody needs other hours, just get a hold of us, and we will make ourselves available to give you what, you know, you need to get your projects ready. With regards to learning to lead, unfortunately, you know, those programs have been postponed or canceled because of COVID-19. But if you have any questions about that, please feel free to contact Nancy Elsie. And then with our NEP programs, Pat Burkhalter does have an office in our local office. So if you contact us by phone number at 765-659-6380, she does have an extension. Our other NEP, who's Martha Lopez, she does not have an office here in Clinton County, but you can get a hold of her through 812-827-0181.
Hasn't even discussed about the status of the fair? Is there even talk about it postponing, canceling, or is that stuff still up in the air?
Yeah. So Jamie, I know that your speaker before us this morning, was sharing a conversation that he's had with Jamie, and And, you know, Jamie has also been in touch with our office about the fair. And I think just because of the uncertainty right now, there's the plan to keep moving forward as if it's going to happen. And then, of course, as we learn new things, that may need to be adapted. But as of right now, at least for the 4-H area, from what we've heard from our 4-H educator, the plan is to move forward.
Okay.
And then the other thing, Thursday Thunder Marketplace, if people are not familiar with that right now, these are not taking place, but hopefully once things get much normal, these are the first and third Thursday of each month from 4:30 to 7:30, and that would be through October, I apologize.
Esmeralda, thank you so much for all the information, and keep up the good work, okay? Stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you to you and to your listeners.
All right. Very good. Yeah, Ken, I was looking at this, some information you'd given me here. Actually, it was COVID-19 information for farmers, and they were talking about, you know, keeping your social distance, CDC recommendations, make sure you follow those, reducing travel, sanitation of surfaces, regular hand washing and stuff. And then we talk about the granaries and stuff, arrange for pickups and deliveries to be made without direct contact between individuals. Of course, use of prepays and account billing can help with that. Conduct meetings by phone or video conferencing where possible. And maybe not practical in many operations, but where employees can, maybe let them work from home too, you know. There's been a lot of people working from home who you just wouldn't think, you know, you'd never think it would be possible or needed.
You know, you pretty much kind of have to nowadays.
Yeah.
To
a
certain extent.
And I love the technology for, you know, helping us out with that. I got thinking, if I had to stay home, I can team view in and get on my computer. I've done that before from
right
home
now,
with my laptop.
I'm not able to do any of that kind of stuff at home because there's nothing there.
Yeah. Well, we could probably hook you up if we had to.
I hope that's not the case.
I know. and I was also thinking I could probably do Tyline, use our technology to host the show, you know.
Yeah.
We use a little smoke and mirrors over on our sister station. So, we could maybe do that. But, again, don't want to do that, right?
No.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll have about 10 minutes left in the Party Line program. We welcome your phone calls at 659-3338. We'll be right back.
When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welty's to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering and more. Welty's is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welty's Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
There is a difference, oh, what a difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
There is a difference.
With an Indiana COVID-19 update, I'm David Wood. In This Together is a campaign announced by Governor Holcomb today to stress how important he says social distancing is to keep the virus spread to a minimum. You'll be seeing people like Victor Oladipo and Tamika Catchings with messages. Governor Holcomb's stay-at-home executive order is set to expire on Monday, but that is expected to be extended. Holcomb says he will announce an update later this week to give Hoosiers notice and time to adjust. Also announced today, Indiana is getting some of the tests that take 5 to 10 minutes for results. Dr. Chris Bach says the state is getting 15 machines and supplies, but she doesn't know when yet. Eli Lilly says you'll get your medicine on time. Even though the company is devoting much of their research effort to coronavirus, the pharmaceutical company is still producing insulin and other meds people need, says CEO Dave Ricks. Stay here for more COVID-19 updates. a service of the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
Get ready, because we've started something big. It's called Big Deal, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website will have certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to WeLoveBigDeals.com. Again, that's WeLoveBigDeals.com.
Hey friends, Kevin Keith here, reminding you Party Line is now on TV. That's right, you can watch the broadcast every weekday morning at 8:30 at HoosierLandTV.com. Thanks to these sponsors: the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Plus, it's archived forever at HoosierLandTV.com. We'll see you for the next telecast from a bunch of radio people having fun with a camera.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Hardesty Landscaping. Plus, our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. It is a Thursday morning. I'm Kevin Keith. We got Wylo News Director Ken Hartman with me as well. We welcome your phone calls at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Read yesterday, Ken, where the pathogen-bearing droplets can travel up to 23 feet if you sneeze hard enough or don't cough into the inside of your elbow. Yeah. So there's some good news for you. Also good news, 3,500 nonviolent criminals will be released from California prisons.
Oh, joy.
And some more good news, airlines are not refunding anyone, okay? There's a lot of people mad about this. They're just offering travel credit.
So, well, I guess...
They're not giving that money back,
I can see both sides of that. I really can.
Well, I kind of do, too, but it just, you know, it's just amazing that within 1 week of the airlines being down or grounded or substantially cut back, they're already in financial mismanagement. You know, it goes back to the CEOs and the COOs getting $5 million salaries and $10 million bonuses for Christmas, and they wonder why they can't last a week. You know,
I know somebody right now is rolled over in his grave after hearing that from you.
Well, it's just, it's like anything else. I mean, small businesses, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, but you look at, the healthcare industry, which is, you know.
We just talked about
quite a rip, yeah. Frankly, mm-hmm. In a lot of ways. But it's just, you know, I mean, they're all in the money-making business. Make no mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the money-making business. They're not in the saving lives business. They're not in the getting you across the country business like the airlines. They're in the money-making business.
Yeah.
Make no mistake.
You know, and when we talk about that, and then we talked, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it was like when people win the lottery and then they're broken in 6 months.
Yeah.
What does that say about our, you know, and forget Dave Ramsey. Don't even bring Dave Ramsey up. Please don't. If you want to play the stupid thing, play the stupid thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me go ahead.
Whatever you're doing.
Get that for you.
Whatever
there.
You want to do.
You're stupid.
Thank you.
Well, if I won the lottery, I would certainly go to the Dave Ramsey website and figure out what to do next.
I think, even though I've got some things I'm trying to deal with, I think I could handle that one where I know exactly what I'd do. I've already got it planned out if and when that ever happens. Of course, you got to play it to win it.
Right.
So,
okay, so I also heard starting Sunday that maybe the liquor stores will be closed down in Indiana. Have you heard that?
I have not heard that yet.
Okay. Well, I've had a couple people ask me about it. I don't know why they're asking me, but...
Walmart price is too high for you? Is that what
I don't know. But one employee works at a liquor store, and Facebook messaged me last night and asked me about it, and I said, you know, I've not heard anything, but...
I haven't seen or heard, so...
And then right after that, somebody had texted me on a totally unrelated story, and they said, oh, by the way, didn't know if you knew, but liquor stores will be closed starting Sunday. So I've not seen anything official, so don't hold me to that.
And I haven't seen any story nationwide anywhere on this.
No. Well, they've been making the... They've been making the pass each time they come up with essential businesses and stuff and non-essential businesses. Why is a liquor store essential? I mean, to keep the peace maybe at home? I don't know.
Or make it worse.
But I'm just having a hard time figuring out because our liquor stores are open in Frankfort. I've driven past two of them.
I was at the apartment last night and held the door for somebody. Came in, I think it was two bags of groceries and a case.
Case of beer.
A case of beer.
All right. Well,
you know,
that's all you need till Monday, right?
Well, if it lasts that long.
All right. The coronavirus, of course, what everybody's talking about. The death toll from the respiratory illness stood at over 5,100 as of last night. Also, more than 216,000 cases across the country. We saw where they brought in the hospital ships from the Navy, which is pretty cool, and it looks really cool as well to see them pull up in the New York Harbor.
One thing I would like to see, though, you talk about all the number of deaths, number of cases.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, how many of those deaths were attributed to other diseases as well?
They say that a majority
pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, majority of these people have underlying symptoms.
And also, I want to know about the numbers of those who have had pre-existing conditions. If how many of those have survived, and how did they survive if it was so deadly?
Well, I've seen a lot of stories on, you know, 90-year-olds beating this.
Yeah.
But I've also read stories of 18-year-olds dying from this, you know?
You know, everybody's immune system works differently, and it depends on what you do to it throughout your life. And, you know, I must have the greatest immune system in the world because, as I said, I have felt great for the last 2-3 weeks.
Well, one thing we've got to be prepared for is, you know, people die in everyday life, you know? That's why we have funerals and funeral homes and stuff, but... I was thinking last night, not to be too morbid, but I think we've all got to prepare, especially listening to these experts, you know, about them talking about we haven't reached the peak yet. We hear the president talking about it's going to be a bad next couple weeks with, you know, a lot of people dying, frankly.
Okay.
And, I mean, we've got to be prepared for...
All right, but here's the thing.
Losing a loved one that we haven't planned on,
very
you know?
Very true. But then again, here's the problem. Nobody knows exactly still what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what you can and can't do outside of social distancing. There has to be something else that you can do besides social distancing. I'm sorry, there has to be at least one other thing you can do besides that.
Okay.
And then also the fact that, you know, this is strictly speculative. I mean, just because, you know, are they starting to say now that if anybody, you know, gets the case, gets the sickness, that they're going to die?
No.
Well, then they need to start clarifying. You know, we need a lot of more clarification on what we've been getting out of the government.
You think so?
A lot more.
Oh, I thought they've been extremely good.
The problem is they're not giving us enough. They're just teasing us.
They don't know. I don't think they know
okay, if they don't know, how in the world can they sit there and say between 100,000 and 240,000 people?
you know, that was my question, too.
Yeah,
and what that was not a government study. That was a study from MIT, I think. Now, Fauci did put it out there during a government press conference.
Right.
So take that for what it's worth.
Okay, but what I'm saying, if they don't know, why are they even putting it out there?
Because inquiring minds want to know.
Well, but then again, you know, why scare?
I think they're trying to literally scare you to straight. That you was, know, that scare was, you to life.
That was my next thing.
Not scare you to death. Scare you to life.
Yeah. Is that what the plan is now? To scare the blank out of everybody?
Whatever it takes. You know.
Okay.
Okay. So one quick story here. New Yorkers are pretty used to being around sirens, but during the city's lockdown, that's all everybody's hearing.
Okay.
It's driving them nuts. Emergency calls have reached levels higher than the September 11th terrorist attacks, and now anxious New Yorkers are posting to social media begging that they stop, saying they feel like they're in a war zone. Sirens are nothing new in the Big Apple, but with no other cars on the road, it makes them even more noticeable. Can you imagine how loud and
okay, but here's the thing.
Strange and ominous that would be.
When you live in cities like New York, Chicago, Indy, L.A., San Francisco, and all those type of places, you know what? You're in a war zone.
Yeah.
Constantly, because of everything that goes on. And second of all, you've already got a lot more people around you, so everybody's a lot more susceptible to a lot of things.
Yeah, and I see what they're saying about...
yeah, I do too.
But, you know, with less phone people on the road, man, that would be freaky scary to hear.
I'll tell you what, why don't they just change all their alarms to the chicken dance?
Hey, there you go. That'll wake them up, at least. Ken, thanks as always.
All right, take care.
All right, and thank you for joining us, too. I want to thank our Party Line sponsors. They are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Hardesty Landscaping, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO. We'll be right back.